Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And then we're going to go quickly to Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. The scripture says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." And I want to talk to you tonight on part 3 of Just Keep Walking. Would you lift your voices to the Lord right where you are and let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Come on, would you lift your voices? We pray tonight, God, that you would help us be doers of your word, God. Help us, the word, to fall on good ground, God. Let the meditation of my heart, God, let the words of my mouth, God, let them be pleasing in thy sight, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor this morning, this evening, God. And we thank you for all that you're going to do, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. And God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Just keep walking. And we've talked about some things that I have felt. I can only speak for Revival Tabernacle. You precious folks mean the world to me. And God has entrusted you under my care. And I've talked about over the last, this will be the third week of Just Keep Walking. And five things that I felt the Lord would have us to be reminded of during this season that we're in. And we talked about prayer and fasting. And tomorrow, Brother Ronnie mentioned, is our prayer and fasting day, Thursday. Thursdays at Revival Tabernacle is prayer and fasting focus. It's unified effort. And so we talked about unity. We talked about doctrine. We talked about having compassion. And tonight we're going to talk about support. And we are inadequate by ourselves. But we serve a God that is more than enough. And Micah the prophet records what we need to be doing. He says simply to walk humbly with God. Notice he didn't say run, but he said walk. And I want to stir something up in all of us tonight and in our spirits to remind us that stopping is not an option. Stopping is not an option. And I don't apologize, but I would like to tell somebody that if you thought about backsliding, you've come too late to backslide. Now is not the time to backslide. You shouldn't have backslid, but I can't say that because by the grace of God, He allowed me to come back and I'm thankful for that. But backsliding ought not to be an option. It ought not to be in your vocabulary, especially right now. The devil is a liar. You need to remove those thoughts and that mindset right from your vocabulary and from your mind. Somebody say amen. Quitting and spiritually downshifting, it's not an option. This is not the time to downshift and say, well, I'm going to kind of take it easy. I know Wednesday nights is online and I know that we have Facebook devotions and thank the Lord for Brother Huchon and Brother Bonham for what they're doing and they're up there and I can listen to that. But can I tell you, I would really like to have those devotions 7 days a week. You say, Pastor, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. They're living for the Lord is a daily thing. And saints of God, if I'm telling you that, that's because there's something stirring in my spirit that is a long-term goal. Don't anybody freak out and say, well, Pastor's going to put us all on blast. We're all going to be doing Facebook devotions. No, we're going to do all things decent and in order and it's going to be right. And that's something that I'd like to work up to long-term. It may be 500 years from now. God help us. It's not 500 years from now, but we just need to keep walking. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and 25, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. There's some folks that have lingered or are forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. But it says, but exhorting one another so much the more as we see the day approaching. The church of the living God, our church, Revival Tabernacle, hear me. We need to realize the God-given opportunity we have right now. What we are doing, what we are experiencing, is history for us. Have any of you ever been through this before? Lord, let us pass this test. Come on, somebody. But this is not only history for society, but this can also be a spiritual landmark for each of us. I'm thankful for this wonderful facility that we call Revival Tabernacle, the church building on 105 South Broadway Street in Santa Maria, California. But the church building and the choir singing on Sunday nights, which I say that because what we would refer to, we're old enough to remember when the choir used to sing on Sunday nights. Somebody say amen. But that is not the answer. That is a part of worship. But that is not the totality of your walk with God. Being with God's people is the answer. Being in right relationship with the Lord is the answer. Having the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues and being buried in baptism, fully immersed in water in the name of Jesus, as Acts 2:38, amen, gives us the commandment. That is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Praying and reading your Bible and living a holy life inwardly and outwardly is the answer. Church and relationship with God is a commitment that we all need to be willing to make. The church is the people. The RT family is amazing. I'm thankful and I appreciate the RT family. You mean more to me today than you did 5 years ago. And that's because we've gone through some stuff together and we're going through some things together right now. We've seen the miraculous take place in these very altars. My goodness, the blessings of the Lord that He allowed us to see over 50 miracles right here in these altars. Wow. If I knew then what I know now, my goodness, I would have ripped the roof off of it. Well, we put a new roof. I didn't want to do that, but I would have done something to say, you know what, everybody that needs a miracle, get here. If we would have known then what we know now. But can I tell you, saints of God, the same God that met us then is the same God that is with us today, will be the same God that will keep us going. But we just got to keep walking. We're not spiritual vagabonds. Pastor, where are we going to be at on Sunday? I don't know, but we will have church. Church is not a social gathering. Church is not religion for Revival Tabernacle. Relationship with the Lord is endurance. Pastor, aren't you? You're a planner and you're an organizer. Yeah, and the Lord is teaching me all kinds of things once again. As He is all of us. And if anything changes, we will let you know. Amen. But I'm thankful for the church. Notice the scripture tells us, 1 Peter chapter 1, or 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. If you're taking notes tonight, highlight this in your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. But the end of all things is at hand. Ooh. Be ye therefore sober. All the drunks say amen. And watch unto prayer. And watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins. Notice this. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man had received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister. Now let me look at, let's look at that word minister. I know that you're watching online. I didn't give that to brother, to the media team, and that's okay. But I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. Verse 11 says, if any man minister, when you look at that word minister, it means servant. It means serve. If any person serves, let them do it as of the ability which God giveth. You serve at the level of ability that God has given you. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. And everybody says amen. That's what the word of God says. Listen, we are not the authors of this scripture, but we ought to be the doers of this scripture. The first point I want to make tonight, I'm making two points, is we need to support one another. And you can support one another without being a gossiper, without crowding in the people's, we shouldn't be crowding in people's space right now. You can support one another by being socially distant and not being a busybody. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is me, because of that your faith groweth exceedingly. You want your faith to grow? Anybody wants your faith to grow? And that the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Notice this. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions. Just if we could only just have one persecution. And tribulations. You know, it's bad enough they're closed on Sunday, right? Chick-fil-A. But, you know, but in all your persecutions and tribulations, that ye endure. Everybody, under the sound of my voice, is going through something right now. Temptation is at an all-time high. Distraction is at an all-time high. Stress and emotional torment is at an all-time high. Fatigue is lingering. Everybody has a limit. For some, you've reached your limit. God knows I have. But guess what? I'm just going to keep on walking. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This is the Lord's doing, and this is marvelous in our eyes, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I haven't a clue what the neighbors are doing, but one thing I know, my Redeemer lives, and if I can just get that in my head and understand that I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God, I'm going to keep walking towards those pearly gates. And by the grace of God, I'm going to get there in Jesus' name. But we know this. Pastor, you're not telling me something I don't know. You're wearing me out, Pastor, talking about all this walking. Why are you starting to look at me and tell me to get up and start walking? Don't sit down. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't start looking around and start getting discouraged. Don't compromise. Here, Pastor, do not compromise your holiness of lifestyle and biblical standards because you are weary. Don't do that. Listen, James 5 and 11 says, behold, we count them happy which endure. Haven't you heard of the patience of Job? And I've seen the end of the Lord. If Job only knew what we knew today. If Job could see, what is it, 42, 44 chapters of Job. If in chapter 1, if he knew that what the end of Job chapter, the end of the book of Job was going to be like. My goodness, if he could just tell his friends that were staring at him, but say, hey, I came to this world with nothing, I'll leave with nothing. If he can do that, not even knowing what we know today, my goodness, what a man of faith, saints of God. It's because he was determined in his mind to just keep walking with the Lord. How much more us today that have the Spirit of the living God in us, and that have heard all the preaching and have seen all the miracles, and that have had amazing pastorship under Bishop Keys, and in the last 5 years the Lord has done amazing things for us in the last 5 years. My goodness, what a foundation God has trusted us for such a time as this. That is reason enough for saints of God, for us just to keep on walking. Going back's not an option. The building may be shut, but the church of the living God is on the move. It may be inconvenient. Somebody say amen. But it's testing time. This is not a season of disadvantage, but it's a season of building and testing. Listen, I'm tired of giving excuses to this pandemic and using it as a crutch. I'm over it. I'm just going to keep walking. Say, well, Pastor, you come too late. You should have been doing that a long time ago. Well, I'm human, and I'm trying to meander through this thing before. There's not they didn't teach me this in Pastor 101. But guess what? I know what the book says in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not. I'm with thee. Don't be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I'm going to strengthen ye. Yea, I'm going to help you. I'm going to uphold you, saints of God. That's reason enough for us today just to keep walking with the Lord and support one another. God will move if you let Him. See, we're conditioned to the building, but God is not. It's time for God to start moving in your homes again. When was the last time your family had a prayer meeting? I remember when I was my daughter's age, we used to have prayer meetings all the time. Like, prayer meetings is what we did. Maybe that's why I'm wired the way I am about prayer. It's, we had prayer and we had fellowship. It was chips and dip and vegetables and prayer. And for some it's beans and rice and tortillas. But we prayed. What did you do for fun, Pastor, as a kid? We prayed. Yeah. Orale. We prayed. That's what we did. We prayed. It's time to support one another in prayer. I told the pre-service, I told some folks today before church started, if anybody asks, what is Pastor saying, tell them Pastor said, if you want to support the church, pray. If you want to support the church and you want to know how you can help, pray. If you want to figure out what you can do because things are differently, give in the sacrifice of faith offering and pray. Let's support the church in prayer. Let's make prayer great again. Oh, Pastor, that sounds real. How about you OD off prayer? What happened to Brother So-and-so, Pastor? Oh, man, he was praying all night and the Lord took him. He wore out his body from praying. What's wrong with his leg? Oh, he's got these calluses because he prays so much. Praise God. Yeah, people wearing out their livers because they drink too much. Their hearing is gone because they sit on a platform and pastor preaches and it's so loud. And they go to a rock concert and they got to hear. Well, how about you wear out your life with praying and living for God and just keep walking with the Lord? Parents, I'm asking you. All you homeschool parents, it's pretty much everybody now. I'm asking you to bring prayer back into the school. Just saying. I mean, they're going to Zoom school in your house. Why can't they pray? before they plug in, hey, say a prayer. Put it on mute. Turn the volume, put the camera off. Let's pray real quick. What an opportunity we have right now. I know, it's different. Talk to somebody today. Friend, somebody I've known most of my life. And his wife's a school teacher, and he's a businessman, owns his own business. And he has two kids. She's a public school teacher, and he's got a child in sixth grade and one in fourth grade. And he's like, it's crazy. My wife's in the office teaching her class. One's in the other kid's in the bedroom on Zoom school. The other one's in his room on Zoom school. And he's just like, we're trying to figure out what to do. Saints of God, this is reality. And if we don't, we need to support one another. And the greatest way we can support one another is by prayer. That's one of the greatest things we can do. Say, there is no reason why, with the way the structure is of society today, for what has taken place, for us not to be able to pray. We have got more opportunities. Pastor, you're talking about prayer again. Yes, saints of God, because prayer is like breathing, and prayer is like eating food, and prayer is like walking, and prayer is like taking a shower and brushing your teeth. You need to do it every day. You want God to move in your homes? Pray. All of us have needs and need support, and we all have issues and prayer requests. And it's time to support one another like never before in prayer. How can I support the church, Pastor? Pray. Don't gossip. How can I support the church, Pastor? Pray. Don't complain. Pastor, how can I support the church? Pray and don't compare. Pastor, how can I support the church? What do you need from me? Pray. Don't be critical. Pastor, what is it? You know, things have been different for a little while. What is it? Just tell me what you want me to do. Pray and don't quit. The church prayed while the man of God was in jail. Acts chapter 12 and 5 says, therefore Peter was in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. They didn't go home and quit. They didn't gather together and think of a way to bail him out to protest. The church didn't socially distance themselves from one another, but they went to a house and they began to pray. And somebody preached a message one time. It happened while I was praying. Something took place while the people of God prayed. In fact, it blew their mind. Peter came knocking on the door, and the lady goes out there, Rhoda goes out there and looks and says, it's the apostle Peter. They're like, nah. We've been praying for that, but nah. Saints of God, we need to start believing that God will answer our prayers right now. The greatest way we can stay spiritually sustained and united is to support one another in prayer. James 5 and 16 says, pray one for another. The other thing we can do, point number two, is to consider one another and be an encourager. You ever notice something that Brother Hutron, Brother Bonham, they kind of end their devotions with? It says, be encouraged. Brother Bonham says, be encouraged. We need to be encouraged. One of the greatest ways that we as the church and support one another is to consider one another and be an encourager. To encourage means to inspire the spirit. It's to promote. It's to approve of. You know what consider means? It's to bear in mind. It's to reflect. It's to think carefully about someone or something. Hebrews 10 and 24 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. It says to think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Message rendition says, let us see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Let us this week, let us diligently and attentively consider what someone else is going through and empathize, pray. Folks are afraid to talk to one another. You know, this last week or so, I've had people that I've, last 2 weeks, that I haven't talked to in a while, worked with, peers of mine, call me, and they want to, hey, what's going on? What do you mean, what's going on? Ah, come on. You want to know? Yeah, man. And I started telling them, and one of them said, hey, I'm getting goosebumps, bro. I said, well, that means there's hope. Sounds like a movie, what you're telling me. Well, it's not a movie. It's in the Bible. It's been amazing to be able to talk to people. We've stopped by a place to eat, sat outside, and began to eat, and the owner came out. And man, when she realized who I was and where I pastored, and tears began to well up in her eyes. And we got to pray with her right there in front of everybody. Amen. Just begin to pray for her, talk to the Lord with her. And she knows where we're at and what we're all about. Just keep walking. We just keep walking. Many times we get tunnel vision. And we don't realize the things that we say or don't say, the things that we do or don't do, aren't not that important. Maybe don't mean that much. But could I remind you that we're all people. We're not robots. We're not machines. They may treat you like a number and a statistic on your job, but to God, you are daughter. You are son. You are the apple of His eye. And when you realize that together we are the body of Christ. And I know you're like, oh, they're the nose for sure. They're the nose, right? That brother's the foot because he always put his foot in his mouth. You know, that. But hey, together we're the body of Christ. You are important. You matter. So just keep walking down the path of righteousness. Just keep walking with the Lord. Listen, let me encourage you for a moment some things. We have Bible studies being taught sometimes, not every single day, but multiple times throughout the week. Folks are teaching Bible studies. And it's just what we do. It's just been a culture that we've that has taken place, and it's so awesome. And that's encouraging. Folks are coming to us for Bible studies. They want Bible studies. That's awesome. And be encouraged that the leadership, a remarkable team of leaders that we have at Revival Tabernacle, they are going above and beyond in many ways around the church. They're doing a tremendous job. The Facebook devotions, that's encouraging to know that whether you're able to make it at that time, but you also have the ability to go back and watch it when you're able to get it. And we have a great system in place that are looking after the elders of the church. We've been able to do that each week. They've gotten a phone call, and whether they, a message is left, or if they're able to leave a message, but somebody is checking on the elders. That's something that we didn't really do before, but thank the Lord that we were able, that's a ministry in itself. And then the kids and the youth department, my goodness, all the wonderful things that have taken place. And then the fact that we were able to gather together as a family for 2 weeks in a row, you realize the last time the family got together in unity in one place at one time was March 15th. Do you realize that? And we have been blessed for the last 2 weeks for the entire family that was able to come and would make it, was able to gather together. And you've seen how big the family is. It was a blessing to see, even with those that weren't able to make it, how big the family has grown. And it's been encouraging to see the family that was able to make it. And that is not a jab at anybody that didn't make it, couldn't make it, or wouldn't make it. I'm just telling you that the church is strong, that the church is vibrant. And it's because we keep walking. And I can't keep walking by myself. I need you to walk with me. And this is the church that is on the move, because we serve a God that is on the move. And then the fact that we're able to just to keep moving, and the church is clean and organized, because there's folks that are keeping the church clean and organized, and then all the projects. Wow. All the things that we've been able to do around the church, that just been a blessing. All the men, my, all the wonderful men of the church that have worked late nights and have come to the church after work to get projects done, or knowing that Pastor wanted and needed some things done, and making this place better for us as we've gathered or will gather together, Lord willing, in the future, that is just making it better. Let me just encourage you about some things that have taken place at RT in the last 5 months. We've been able to maintain the monthly shelter ministry. Just Sister Castillo takes care of it. She's doing a great job with that. And of course, it's been different. But guess what? We haven't skipped a beat. And we've been able to let our light shine there. We've been able to get a new church sign, both church front sign on the front and the back. And we're able to take care of that. We the only debt the church has is the mortgage. That's we're making an extra payment with that, even with everything going on. To God be the glory. We just keep walking in Jesus' name. We were able to put an air purification system, a commercial grade professional, in the sanctuary. And last week they put one in the RT Kids Center. And so whenever the Lord allows, whenever we're able to resume some things, it's going to be ready. We're not going to have to come back and say, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. It's ready. You know why? Because we're spiritually getting in position, but we're physically getting in position in some things, because I believe that there's some things that God hasn't even begun to share and begin to tell. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, what God has in store for His people. So what are you saying, Pastor? I say we just keep walking. We just keep moving. We just keep walking with the Lord. A soldier that is enlisted in the Lord's army has no business entangling themselves with the cares of this world. Spanish starting point class. The classroom itself is ready. It's done. We've been able to use that class for the Facebook devotions, but the class is done, and we're not using that class for what I intended it to be used for because of situations beyond our control. But we have started a Spanish starting point, which meets on Tuesday night via Zoom. To God be the we didn't stop. We just said, you know what? They got the Holy Ghost. They got baptized. The man of God said, this is the beginning. There was fruit. We take God at His word. So we just keep walking in Jesus' name. And then the folks that God has blessed us with the prodigals that have prayed back through, and the new converts, and folks that God has blessed us for, those that have transferred or moved in. We just keep walking. We just keep moving. It's encouraging. What are you doing, Pastor? You're trying to pump us up? No, I'm trying to encourage you that things are not as bad as they seem. It may look bad on the outside. It is perilous time. But can I tell you, the church is alive and well. This is a time to be part of the church and just to keep walking with Jesus. We've been able to support 100% without even just like nothing's ever happened. All of our missions commitments, all of them, everything. We've enlarged our leadership team. Brother Parr is the men's ministry leader, and I'll be appointing a prayer leader soon. And we've got playlists on Spotify. We would never have done that if we weren't going through this pandemic. But they're making another prayer playlist now. Today, tomorrow will probably be done, or hopefully by this week. But for 21 or 22 weeks, just the Sunday school department and kids ministry, my goodness, they're just the love and the labor and the intensity that they have put towards keeping our kids active and going. And saints of God, you are part of what's taking place. You say, well, Pastor, this, I don't feel like I'm a part. You are a part. Right now, you may just be the little toe, and you may just be the kneecap, but everybody's got a purpose, and everybody's got a time and a season, but we're working together, and we just keep walking in Jesus' name. Musicians would begin to make their way. Proverbs 3:25 says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Notice this. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. Let's be an encourager. Do you know that you can smile with your eyes? Hey. Right? Even with that mask on. It's your season. You got nice eyes. They've extended it. They've made it legal. Right? They're helping you out. Do you know that it takes less effort and muscles in our faces to smile than it does to frown? Now you can go around frowning and nobody even knows. Oh, pouty face. But you can support the church and one another by being encouraging. Now, I know this is crazy. I know you say, oh, here's going Pollo Loco again. But listen. Two of my friends and I, we made a covenant with one another that at least twice a week, we're going to call and or text each other, and it's going to all be positive. No questions. No, what would you do in this situation? Or how are things going? We're just going to be positive. We're going to testify and encourage one another. Sometimes it's a voicemail. Sometimes it's a text message. Sweet, short, to the point. I'm supporting them and they're supporting me. We'll just keep walking. Oh, you're just trying to have your own fan club. No. I just want to stay encouraged. There's a lot of haters out there. A lot of complainers. A lot of crybabies. A lot of freaked out people. Perilous times. Desperate times call for desperate measures. I'm serious about getting to heaven. And I'm serious about taking you with me. But look for possibilities. Look for opportunity to encourage somebody. Scripture says in Proverbs 25:11, as we stand, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in the pictures of silver. The right word at the right time is like precious gold, the Bible says. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue's not just for speaking in tongues. To speak life. Takes no effort at all to be an encourager. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Just consider one another. Let's encourage one another." But they failed, Pastor. They're lukewarm. Okay, super spiritual. Galatians 6:1 says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness." If I had a mic, I would drop it. This is unprecedented times. You got to realize God has trusted us for such a time as this. What are you saying, Pastor? Support the church. Support one another with prayer and being an encourager. Would you lift your hands?